to the greatest music NFT podcast show. I am your host, Beaks of Vibe, and this is your number one source for all things music, crypto, AI. And this is going to be a two-parter. This week and next week's episode are going to be jointly tied together talking about Spotify's big major updates to its royalty payout program and its overall policy and model that is all about combating fraud. I'm talking about fraudulent streaming. We've heard of all the different stream farms and all these different ways to, you know, pay for streams, pay per views, like just all kinds of scammy, crazy, fraudulent nature going on. So this is a major update. This is a major announcement. I, for one, am the first to admit that I am a major skeptic when it comes to Spotify being the pioneering digital service provider that sets the industry standard for a lot of these streaming providers. However, I am happy to announce that I believe this week and next week is really talking about really positive news and celebrating, I think, a long-awaited refreshing update, which is all about combating fraudulent streaming and fluffing of numbers. So this week is going to be covering the update, the announcement, the changes that are going to be implemented probably kind of next year moving forward with Spotify. Nothing has changed just yet in terms of its royalty payout model and the way it calculates its royalties and how it pays creators. But then next week is going to be all about the fraudulent streaming. And, you know, I was surprised to see how bad it had gotten, but I'm also not surprised in hindsight, right? Because anytime there is it's free to play or, you know, it's free to stream, and yet it's somehow triggering this payout model, even though it's obviously incredibly small, you know, anytime there's money, there's always going to be ways things can get exploited. And I think it's definitely been exploited. And so stay tuned for next week when we get into some of the hard numbers about the fraud with Spotify and streaming overall, because it is pretty incredible and pretty surprising and alarming. So this is all really good news that is coming down the pike with Spotify's updates. So there's three kind of main points that are the changes that are going to be happening with Spotify. So let's just take it item by item. So number one, the first change coming for Spotify is introducing a threshold of minimum annual streams before a track starts generating royalties on Spotify. It's a move that's expected to demonetize a portion of tracks that previously absorbed about 0.5% of the service's royalty pool. So what this is talking about is every time a song plays for 30 seconds on Spotify, the royalty payout is triggered. So what ended up happening, which in hindsight, you know, a lot of this stuff kind of becomes obvious, right? But what ended up happening is you would have like non-music audio creators. So think of like white noise generators, basically, right? And they would create, you know, 31 second tracks just long enough to trigger that royalty payout and then upload a bazillion of these tracks and just auto-play these, auto-stream these. And so each track would play for 31 seconds. After 30 seconds, the royalty would pay out, right? And you don't need, it didn't even need to be musical. It could just be literally white noise, pink noise, you know, gray noise. It could be anything. It could be yawns. It could be, you know, just any kind of like sound effects that just loop on forever or for 31 seconds. And when you start to kind of look at this and reduce this down, you know, this obviously just shows the tremendous misaligned incentives between creators, the service providers, the royalty incentive structure, right? Everything about it. So much as like, you know, you would think of, you know, people would always blame social media and short form media for, you know, the short songs. You know, there was no more third verses. There was no more bridges. The arrangement of pop music had deteriorated. It was just verse, chorus, intro, outro, 8-bar, 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 8-bar. Just very simple, very formulaic. I mean, even more formulaic, just so reductive in terms of pop music formula and arrangement. And when you look at kind of the math, when you just boil it down to really what it comes down to from an economic standpoint, it was like, well, if every song is created equal and all you need is 30 seconds to trigger the royalty payout, I mean, why not make just a 60-second song? Why not make just a verse and a hook and get a royalty for it, right? Like, in that kind of was what was happening. I mean, people were like, well, why am I going to put all my creative resources into kind of these two-part songs or these extended versions of songs when I could just turn it into three different songs or whatever and get three times the royalty payout? And so you started seeing that across the industry. You started seeing people just have very short songs. I mean, a minute 30, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. I mean, even the typical 3 minute, 30 second pop song became rather long in today's standards. So you saw all this stuff. So anyways, let's get back to Spotify's update. So introducing a threshold of minimum annual streams before a track starts generating royalties on Spotify. So this is also really interesting because what this is saying is that a song will not start generating royalties until it earns a minimum amount of streams. So in terms of the minimum number of annual streams before a song can start earning royalties, the specific number has not been announced by Spotify just yet. But the rumors currently are that a song needs to be earning at the minimum 5 cents in royalties per month to be considered generating royalties as a payout to the creator. A song that's streamed on Spotify earns about 3/10 of a penny. So a song would need to be streamed roughly 17 times per month to earn approximately 5 cents. Okay. So if you do that for an entire year, that would be about 200 streams per song, which would be roughly 60 cents in royalty payout for that song for the entire year. So the rumor, allegedly, is that that is going to be somewhere around the minimum threshold a song needs to hit in order to trigger the royalty payouts. Now, this is all in the name of trying to prevent some of this scammy, fraudulent behavior where a song just is 30, you know, 1 seconds, whatever, or it's just played a minimum amount of times. And unfortunately, you know, I know a couple artists that probably don't even match this threshold, but in all honesty, in my personal opinion, I think this is kind of like a healthy motivation to have as a creator in terms of like monthly numbers or a quota you want to try and hit. Because it's like, I mean, think about it. If your song isn't getting 17 streams a month, you know, what do you want me to say? I mean, like, there's like this massive global accounting thing that Spotify is trying to curb, right? Because, of course, when you think about 5 cents per month or 60 cents per year, it's not a lot. But when you think about how there's 100,000 songs uploaded daily and, you know, how many millions upon hundreds of millions of creators there are, you know, it scales out and becomes a large problem. It becomes hundreds of millions of dollars very quickly. So it's interesting that there's going to be this threshold. So that's number one. Number two is financially penalizing distributors of music, labels included, when fraudulent activity is detected on tracks that they've uploaded to Spotify. So this is all about detecting these fraudulent stream farms, or, you know, there's these facilities where you just see, you know, massive rows of smartphones with no humans in sight, and they're all just like auto-playing Spotify. And now with the advent of AI technology, you've got AI, you know, scripts and bots that can just autoplay streams. And so Spotify's really trying to combat how do you make sure there's a human on the other side of that phone who's really pressing play and experience it, you know, having it there's a real user experience on the other end of that service. It's not just this like bot that's just like autoplay every 31 seconds, it plays the next song, which there's a ton of, right? As you can imagine. And we're going to get all into that next episode, as I said at the top of this program. So make sure you stay tuned, hit that like button, follow along, because this is a very interesting story and a very fascinating update and insight into kind of the streaming model. And mind you, Spotify kind of boasts that they have like the top fraudulent detection software for any streaming service in the world. So that's talking about Netflix. That's talking about Disney. I mean, they are saying they have like the top of the line, like fraudulent detection software. So the fact that they're implementing all these policies, like finally, and kind of coming off with that claim, it's very interesting to see kind of what this is going to do. And obviously, this is a great incentive to see them financially penalizing the distributors, because what it had been for so long is that if you had been caught with either paying for streams and trying to buff up your own numbers, maybe your song got taken down or something like that, but you weren't penalized for it. I mean, you weren't like banned from uploading. You would just do it again. And so there was really nothing to just stop you from doing this. And so they're finally putting in these financial incentives, which is what it really takes to get people to start acting appropriately. In the third part of this update, which I kind of talked about in the first one a little bit, where I alluded to it at the very least, is introducing a minimum length of playtime that each non-music, quote-unquote, noise track must reach in order to generate royalties. So this is specifically pertaining to those non-music or the white noise tracks that I was talking about. And this is like this weird section. And now Spotify has said that it only accounts for 0.5% of the entire uploaded audio to Spotify. That this is just a 0.5%, but 0.5% with some rough math is still like $40 million in royalty payouts. So that's part of this like total royalty pool that goes to all creators. So imagine that every year, $40 million of that royalty pool that could be going to the other 99.5% of creators that are actually putting out real music or real, you know, type of like creation with audio is not getting that because there's all this like weird radio noise 31-second tracks that are being uploaded by scammers, and then they're just like running their own bots to just like play their own tracks. So it's crazy. Like next week when we talk about all this fraud stuff, it is crazy what's going on in this world. And so it's really, really nice to see that Spotify is making these changes. Now, what's really interesting, the last thing I'm going to say on this topic for this episode, is this is coming off the heels of Universal Music Group and Spotify renewing their licensing agreement for another 3 years. And Universal Music Group has some pretty significant influence when it comes to this policy making. And they had just done a certain deal that was very aligned with the same incentives with Deezer. Deezer being a smaller digital service provider with music streaming. And so Deezer had even taken harder steps than this. They've completely demonetized non-music audio. So all that kind of radio noise, white noise, whatever you want to call it. You know, Spotify isn't completely demonetizing that because there's still a lot of value in that type of audio, whether it's something that you work to or something you sleep to. But clearly you can see that creators that are putting out 31 seconds of white noise and then putting out 32 tracks of that and calling it an album and then putting out 20 versions of that and then auto-playing that a million bajillion times and collecting royalties, it gets a little wacky. So congratulations to Spotify. This is great news, I think, for all creators, for all human enthusiasts of music. So stay tuned for next week when we get into the fraud and the scam and how bad it has gotten in terms of what Spotify is trying to combat against. And yeah, until then, stay tuned. Make sure you are following the podcast at TGMNFTPod, and that is on Twitter /X, whatever you want to call it. Make sure you are following me at Beaks Vibe, where we are also posting the avatar video versions of these podcasts, and we're also putting them up on YouTube. And of course, you can check us out and listen to us anywhere podcasts are streamed for free. So let us know where you are listening to us, and we will be with you same time, same place next week. Peace.